Commission presents The Forerunner, written by Colm Flanagan. Episode 4, The Message.
As I stood beside the banks of the River Jordan, I reflected on how I'd come to be there. John, son of Zachariah and Elizabeth, had come to the community at Qumran, where I'd been for some time. He had spent some time learning about our ways, and then he had decided to leave. He felt the Lord was calling him to a specific work. Almost to my surprise, I had gone with him into the desert. Now he'd begun spreading the message God had given him. The problem was that on this day, there didn't seem to be anybody there to listen.
Well, here we are, John. Don't see anybody about. Well, apart from those couple of fishermen over there.
That's enough for a start, Hosea. I'll speak to them.
He strode off. I followed a bit behind. All this seemed pretty strange to me, but John was insistent that this was where he would begin his work.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Nothing. Good day for fishing?
Good enough. Though it's not an easy life. Still, God is good.
Indeed he is. And I bring you news from him.
What?
I know it may seem strange, but I've been given a message from God for all the people.
Oh, well, maybe you should go to Jerusalem, or the temple, or somewhere like that.
No, this is for all of the ordinary people, not just the priests and the Pharisees. God commands us all to repent, to turn away from our sinful ways and return to him. I've been given this message and to tell everyone that now is the time. God will soon be among us and we must prepare the way for him. And when we repent, we must be baptized with water here in the river to show our readiness to follow his ways.
I watched the fisherman as John spoke. His face registered a mixture of surprise, then a bit of annoyance, but finally I saw that he was beginning to really listen. And after a few minutes...
And so, my friend, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not mad.
No, I don't think you are. You make your point well. And do you know, I would like to make a fresh start. Would you baptize me? Your friend here could witness.
I watched as John led the man into the water and washed or baptized him in it. Then he went away. We decided to make camp where we were. The next day...
John, look, over there.
People were coming all along the bank towards us, led by the smiling fisherman from yesterday. John went towards them. It seemed that he was going to have an audience after all. Over the next days and weeks, the crowd grew as news spread of John and his message. It was always the same.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord is coming. Turn from your sinful ways, I tell you. Repent and be baptized. This is my message to you. You don't need anything else but an honest desire to follow God, and he will accept you. I am here to tell you this.
And still more and more people came. Word was spreading everywhere. And soon the ordinary village people of the area began to be joined by others. And some people came to us and asked to become followers or disciples of John's. I wasn't sure how he'd take to this, but he seemed content.
And so, John, I believe you are chosen of God to be a leader of our people. How can I assist you? I should like to, in any way I can.
My needs are simple. What do you want of me?
Just to be able to listen to you, talk to you, learn more about the way you speak of.
But surely you have the priests, the scribes and the Pharisees to help you do that.
You know what they're like. No, you seem to be, well, closer to God than anyone I've ever heard speak before. Even Hosea, your friend, he tells me that you seem to be closer to the true faith of our father Abraham than even the Essenes. and he should know. Was he not one?
Indeed he was. Now, I'm not criticising the Essenes, but my mission is different. People must repent and turn to God inside themselves.
But how can we do that, turn to God? We cannot approach him, can we? Except through the officers of the temple and the priests.
But we can. It's a great mystery, and I do not claim to understand. But God is willing that we should speak to him directly. Many times out in the desert, I heard his voice, and he spoke with me, and I with him, in simple language, just as if he were like my father. Can you understand that?
But surely no one can be in God's presence and live. That's why we have a high priest. And only he goes into the inner part of the temple once a year to the real presence of God.
That's true. But I believe that God is closer to us than we think. And the loving and repentant heart is all that we need to approach him. And he will respond. You've heard the prayer that we call the Amida, have you not?
No.
Listen then. Lord God, may your will be done in heaven above. Grant peace of mind to those who fear you on earth below, and do what seems best to you. Blessed are you, O Lord, who answers prayer. That sort of prayer, spoken with true belief, is worth a million words of ritual in the temple. Now, it's only there to show us the way, not become an end in itself, or a way of making money. That makes me very angry when I see the poor being exploited by the rich. Believe me, a day will come.
I listened in to this, and soon John was off again, castigating the rulers and the priests, just like the old prophets did. Oddly enough, as time passed and others joined us, we began to see people from more elevated society in the crowds and the riverbanks. Priests and Pharisees, religious leaders appeared, and also some people who were involved in the administration of the country as well. Influential people. Now surely John could make use of this to help spread his word, I thought. John didn't see it that way, though. He turned on them with an anger I'd not seen before.
And I see some of you here who have just come out to see what this madman is talking about. You snakes. Who warned you to run from the coming judgment? Do something to show that you really have given up your sins. And don't start saying that you belong to Abraham's family. I know your ancestor Abraham was a great follower of the one true God, but you're not. You just pay lip service to him as long as you get what you want. God could turn these stones here into children of Abraham. An axe is ready to cut at the roots of rotten trees, and any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into a fire.
This sort of talk worried me. These people had powerful allies, and I knew the old scriptures of our people. Many of God's prophets had ended up dead before their time for preaching like John was now doing.
Look, John, I know you feel so strongly about it, but you mustn't upset these people. They could do you great harm. Herod isn't likely to take too kindly to some of the stuff you've been saying about the government either.
Hosea, I know, and I understand your concern, but God's Spirit makes me say these things. I must be true to what he wants me to preach, and you know it's true anyway.
Of course, I know. Everyone knows that the rich and well-off want to stay that way, and that means that the rest of us have to work and pray for better times. Yeah, it's always been that way, and it always will.
No. Someday it will change. And sooner than you think, Hosea. Someone is coming soon who will change all that.
You mean the Messiah? The one who will rescue our people and return them to prosperity, greatness, and to God?
I'm not sure about the order you said those things, but yes, the Messiah.
But how can you be so sure? Some people think you may be him.
Really? Then they're fools. I'm not the Messiah.
I know that, but do they? Herod may see the Messiah as a threat, and you know what he's like. Anyone who crosses him has a very short life.
I know, but I'm not scared of Herod.
Maybe he wasn't, but I was. We left it at that, but I was still worried. The next day, we went down to the water, where crowds had gathered once more to hear John preach and to be baptized by him. And once again, there were people there from Herod, and they began to quiz John about his work.
Well, just who do you think you are anyway? You tell us we need to repent, but that's the job of us priests, surely. What gives you the right to tell us that?
I am the voice of a herald, a forerunner. I've told you that before.
So you're not the Messiah, the one who will free Israel then?
No, I am not the Messiah.
So are you Elijah then? Because he must come before anyone else does.
No, I'm not Elijah either. Why would I be Elijah?
Look, whoever you are, we have to give a report to the people who sent us to find out. Tell us who you are then.
Well, try this then. I am only someone shouting in the desert, get the road ready for the Lord.
Why are you baptizing people then, if you're not Elijah or the Messiah?
I've told you before, I use water to baptize people. But there is someone coming. He's with you already, but you don't know him. Even though I came before him, I'm not worthy to untie his sandals. That's my answer to you, and that's all you're going to get. Now, why don't you clear off back to where you came from and leave me to get on with what I should be doing?
I could see they weren't convinced about this, and they went away muttering. And later that day, they reported to King Herod as they had been told.
So, gentlemen, what have you to report about this man, John?
Your Majesty, we listened to him for some time. He says many strange things. For example, he told us he was not the prophet Elijah.
Did you really think he was?
No, Your Majesty, but there is a belief that the prophet Elijah will return before the Messiah comes, and that is a matter which does concern Your Majesty.
Indeed. Continue.
We then asked him to declare if he was the Messiah.
And?
He said he was not. Yet this baptism, which he says is for the forgiveness of sins to repentance, this is something that only someone of true royal blood can perform, and he is not.
His father was a priest, though.
Yes, indeed, but a very minor functionary only, not a real leader of the people. There are many rumours about John's birth, too, at the time. It has been said that he couldn't be the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were too old.
That might be well worth following up. If we could show he was born from a sinful relationship, it might give him just a bit less authority with the people.
So, what should we do, Your Majesty?
We'll do some digging about his family. Continue to watch him. In fact, let the wild man rant away there at the Jordan. He keeps people amused. But the moment he steps too far, then tell me immediately. I know what I'll do then.
If I'd heard that conversation at the time, I'd have been even more worried than I was. But then we had a visitor, whose coming was to change everything for John. And for me too, as it turned out.
In The Forerunner, Hosea was played by Peter Richardson and John the Baptist by David Campton. Other parts were played by members of the Commission drama team. The series was written and produced by Colm Flanagan at Commission Studios in Belfast. Episode 5 is entitled Imprisoned.